working? How are people reacting in the thrift savings plan?
Most people are reacting as they should under the old adage, don't just do something, stand there.
Oh, good. Okay,
so,
good.
So that is the vast majority of TSP participants. But we have seen in the past few days, which have really been a rout on Wall Street today in particular, we have seen people in increased numbers making interfund transfers out of the C, S, and I funds and into the G fund.
Mm-hmm.
Starting last Wednesday, on a normal day, we have anywhere 4,000 to 5,000 interfund transfers to maybe 9,000 or 10,000. Last Wednesday, we had 12,000 with the bulk moving into the G fund. Thursday, we had 11,000. And then on Friday, and this includes over the weekend, of course, as well, 25,000.
Mm.
So, it's a. People are getting a little bit anxious. They've been holding on until now, and we've had a pretty good year up until the last 3 months where we've had negative returns in our stock funds consistently, and I think that some people were just pushed a little bit beyond their point.
I got on the TSP website while we were chatting back and forth today, you and I, about what we were going to talk about. And I found some, I did a little bit of research, and I looked at the number that the C fund closed out on Friday. Now, I understand today was a rough day, and it doesn't take that into account. But on or about August 8th, 2009, one share of the C fund was $11.87. A year ago, August 8th of 2010, $13.45, and at the close on Friday, it was $14.67. So even with the bad week last week, the C fund's still up a little bit over 9% in the past year.
That's right. We've had a couple of good years here, but of course they followed 2008, which was a terrible year. C fund investors lost 37% in 2008. Now they have come back to the tune of 26% in 2009 and 15% in 2010. And it's been pretty good thus far this year, up through the end of July, at 3.85% positive. But I think that this movement in these last few weeks on the issue of our nation's fiscal situation, as well as the stock markets reacting as they have, and now the S&P coming out, it's tough for somebody who is not really committed long term to say, well, that's okay, I'm going to ride it out.
Well, and that's understandable, but I think any financial planner worth his salt will tell you that if you need the money in 5 years, not if you're going to retire in 5 years, if you need the money in 5 years, you shouldn't be in equities anyway. So there's might be an element of that to it. I will say there's no heartier endorsement for the L funds than you saying on a radio show that everybody can hear that that's what you're doing.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and I think a lot of people here are doing that, and I think it's a growing number. I don't have the latest here. Well, maybe I do. Let me check. But it was pushing well up there when last I looked. Yeah, we're up to 780,000 folks have some money in an L fund, so that is growing, but it's still only about a fifth of our population.
As the L funds, though, become more popular and people understand them better, are you seeing like a word of mouth spread where somebody it appears is saying to their coworker, I'm doing this and this is why, and
I think that's probably happening based on my experience working for the government. I always go back to my first days working for the government back in 1970 when I was a blue-collar worker, and I'd sit on my lunch bucket every day, and we'd read Joe Young's weekly almanac and figure out what was going on, and the old guys would tell the young guys what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this case, as people get more and more experience of some of these jolts that can hit the financial system, they realize that if you're not using something like the L funds or an allocation that you are carefully monitoring to balance your risk at a level at which you're comfortable, then these jolts can really send you reeling. And I think some of the older guys might impart some of that knowledge to some of the younger guys and lead them towards either the L fund or allocating their own accounts in a way that gives them some protection.
I now have this horrible mental image of you sitting on your lunch bucket, Tom, so thanks for that. And thank you for the information. It's always good to talk to you.
Same here.
Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, and you can always see what's going on with your TSP account at Federal News.